Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, now we've got Sal calling in from Iowa, who's dealing with a water pressure situation. Tell us about it. Is it only in one faucet, shower, sink? What's going on?
Actually, yeah, it's only in one faucet. It's in the bathtub. The bathtub doesn't seem to get hardly any pressure coming out. When I put on the hot water, it barely dribbles, and in the cold water, you know, isn't that much better.
Is this a new problem, or has this always been going on in the life of the fixture?
Actually, I just moved in, so I'm not real for sure how... long this has been
and you
going
didn't
on,
but... turn on the faucet before you moved in? Didn't your my dad was always like, flush a toilet and turn on the shower.
I'll have to talk to my dad about that.
You know, if it's only in one faucet like that, then you don't have a water pressure problem. You just have a problem with the faucet. Now, things that could cause that could be something as simple as a little bit of debris that got into the valve.
Oh, okay.
And you may be able to get to take it apart, clean it out. It's amazing, especially with some of the more modern valves, what a tiny bit of like crud that gets in the pipe, you know, a little piece of mineral deposit.
Even like a hard water buildup or something.
That's right, hardwood or a piece of solder that broke off can totally ruin the flow.
Okay. Huh.
Now, is it the tub faucet or is it the shower?
It's actually the tub.
The tub faucet, not the shower. So the shower faucet, the shower spout, the shower spigot has plenty of water coming out of it?
I actually haven't tried that yet.
Why don't you try it? Let's start a narrow. Work with me here, Sal. Let's narrow it down. Okay?
Sounds like I haven't even unpacked yet. I just turned on the tub.
But I do think that's probably what's causing it. I think there's some debris in the line. You got to isolate it, figure out what part of it's affected, and then fix it.
Mm-hmm. And what you can do is you can disassemble that tip of your faucet, which is where the aerator is going to be, and you know, really work on as you take it apart. You know. Take pictures, write it down, keep it in order so you know how to exactly reassemble it.
Okay, yeah, I got a video camera, so I'll do that.
And, you know, some white vinegar and water will do a great job of breaking down any sort of mineral buildup. It's worth a shot.
Well, I really appreciate all the help.
You're welcome, Sal.
Yep, you folks have a great show and have a good evening.
Thanks
so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.